You are listening to the Who Cares News for Thursday, March 12, 2020. The Who Cares News is a member of the Mouthful Media Podcast Network.
It's not fake news. It's not breaking news. In fact, it's news you couldn't care less about. It's the Who Cares News with your hosts, Van Camp and Morgan.
Hey, good Morgan.
Good morning.
Thursday morning, random facts. I know we got a lot to get to, but you know. Remember the show, Three's Company?
Yes.
And the theme song?
Yes.
Well, it was written by a guy named Ray Charles. Not that Ray Charles, but another Ray
Charles.
The
other Ray Charles.
Yeah, he's a white guy from Chicago who was not blind. He also wrote the song
Polar Opposite.
50 Nifty United States, where you sing all 50 states in alphabetical order. I've never sang that song, 50 Nifty United States.
I can't do the ABCs backwards.
I know, right?
There won't be any singing 50 states.
Makes it really tough when they come and do a DUI on you.
Yeah, thank goodness that hasn't happened yet.
Grapefruit got its name because they grow on trees in bunches, so they look like large yellow grapes.
Can you imagine how strong that tree has to be?
Oh, my gosh, right?
Jeepers.
There are 242 different ways to make change for a dollar just using quarters, dimes, nickels, and pennies.
How many different ways?
242. We know one of them
really?
Is 100 pennies.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then 99.
90.
No, that's
95
pennies and a nickel. And
then 90 pennies.
Yeah.
Then 75
We don't
pennies.
Have time to go through all that. It is
I can
time.
Do this. Look at me. Look at me.
I know. You're doing math. Okay. It's time for I'm so proud.
Your officer.
Our little girl, our
when
little
you
girl
stop
is
me for
grown
a DUI,
up.
Why can you ask me about change? Because if it comes to money.
Well, you
I can
tell
do-
them that. You know, when they stop, you say, look, I was never good at the ABCs, but let's do the whole change thing. 95. Anyway, bottles of beer on the wall. All right, it's time for the Who Cares.
That wouldn't go over very good. Now, would it?
No, that just doesn't work. What's going on?
Well, the nasty virus has finally infiltrated the Who Cares News.
Uh-oh.
Yep.
Uh-oh.
If you hadn't heard, America's soon-to-be senior citizen sweethearts, Tom Hanks and Rita Wilson.
Yeah.
They're down under.
Yeah.
They're doing some film work down in Australia.
Right.
They have tested positive for
they
the COVID-19.
Have. Yeah.
They're both over 60.
Yeah.
But you know
well,
what?
Well, and he's diabetic. So he's even more of a risk. But
overall, they're pretty healthy.
Pretty healthy. And yeah. I mean, you know, the press that I've read this morning is they're both, you know, taking it one day at a time. Uh-huh. They're feeling okay.
I loved his Instagram post.
I didn't see it. What did he do?
It's got a little bit
warning.
Of hospital bags.
Yeah. Oh.
You know, folded out of a trash can with one latex glove.
Well,
oh,
there
that
you
Tom
go.
Hanks. Always
there
a good
go,
sense
Tom.
Of humor.
There you go.
So the good news is that both their sons, Chad and Colin, report that mom and dad, they're feeling
okay.
so far.
All right.
But
we're going to hold good
the
thoughts.
The fallout is far from over.
Nope. Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah. Between the NBA suspending the rest of the season, which is probably fine for the Golden State Warriors.
Yeah.
And travel.
Well, no,
bans.
Their season was suspended when it started. So, I mean,
yeah,
you know.
Yeah.
Enough for the former world champs.
God, what happened, man? Yeah.
Well, Steph Curry got broke. Got
broke.
Broken. He was broken.
Steph right. Curry was broken.
And now he's suspended. But you know what? The Astros are still playing baseball. What the hell?
Well, and we're going to see how the you know, National League Baseball handles this at the end of the month.
I don't think we're going to wait till the end of the month. I think here's my bold prediction.
Bold prediction.
As I would say with my daughter Amanda, we're going to hang this in an envelope on the refrigerator with a strong magnet. I think all sporting events will actually be canceled, at least for the near term, or they'll be played without fans.
How boring.
I don't know about you. I've been getting emails from all of the people I owe money to. If you're affected, please let us know. You know, people
really?
Like Citibank and things like that. You know, what proof do I need to skip paying
That's
my
what
credit
I need
card
to know.
Bill this month?
Isn't that horrible?
Right.
All right, so travel bans from Europe into the U.S. are a part of what we're hearing about.
Yeah, yeah.
And we're hearing about now that TV shows with live audiences are taping without a live audience.
Right, just like the sport.
That
we haven't had those. We haven't had those on talk shows in a while.
What storage room are those in? We got to dig those out.
We got to get those back.
Okay, everybody get in a room and start laughing. Hit record. So here's the very latest. All entertainment stocks are down sharply with the exception of Netflix. probably because of the Netflix and chill effect that's bound to increase in the coming weeks with working from home.
You know what else is going to increase?
Babies.
Yep. Getting ready for the next baby boom.
What do we call them?
I don't know.
Corona babies?
COVIDs. COVID. We'll just call them COVID.
We'll call them COVID.
I like that. The COVID boom.
Look at you, the COVID boom.
That's why I get paid the big bucks.
I guess. Mm-hmm. Wow. That's funny. All right, here's a good one for you, though.
Yeah, yeah.
And we know this is serious, but hey, if you can't laugh, you got nothing.
Oh, yeah, of course.
So Kim Kardashian,
she
says that her psychic predicted the coronavirus.
Oh, my God. Of course
she
did.
Yeah, this is true. Her psychic should be one. Well,
yeah, of course
her psychic's already rich because she has Kim Kardashian as a customer. All right, so Eric Stone Street from Modern Family fills in for Heidi Klum this week on America's Got Talent. Heidi has a cold.
Not the flu. She's got a cold.
But evidently she's got a cold.
Okay, well, we wish her the best. Eric should be a wonderful judge.
All right,
he puts up with Jesse Tyler Ferguson on that show. So, I mean, you know, they're both funny. I love those guys.
All right, so not related to the coronavirus that we know of, but some good news
good
is coming
news?
Out of the Who Cares News today.
What's that?
Harvey Weinstein was sentenced yesterday to 23 years in prison. And on the downside, because he's a jerk, he immediately started having chest pains, just like when
God.
He was charged.
Of course he
oh
did.
Oh, my God, I'm sentenced to jail.
Oh, God.
On a bright note, Joanna Gaines has posted an Instagram video of her showing off the newly enlarged home and hearth collection at Target. So, there's that.
All is right if with the world.
Now, a marketing strategy, sell it right beside the toilet paper shelf.
Well, I was going to ask that. Maybe she should be doing toilet paper next.
Maybe.
Okay. I think that's a burgeoning market for her.
It's a burgeoning market for us.
You know what I read, though? Seriously?
Boss toilet paper.
I like that.
Wipe like a boss.
Let's call our people. Let's get on that today. I read that actually in some countries, I guess it's rationing. You're only allowed to get one pack of toilet paper when you go to the store. And there's security in Australia. This is where it got dangerous. And this is why I fear for Tom and Rita. They're really wiped out down there, and they're getting into fist fights over the toilet paper. They have posted security guards.
Are they pillaging?
When toilet paper is available at the Walmart. So there you go. No, no
wow.
pillaging. They're just losing it.
It's worse than Black Friday.
We've got a big screen TV for you right here. It's a doorbuster, only $4.99, but you've got to be the first person in, and
with
you've got to make it
people online.
To the back of the store to pick yours up. All right.
That's what it's like.
I'm sorry. And we don't, you know what? Disclaimer, not making fun of the virus and the pandemic. Serious crap. But sometimes you can't fix stupid.
You can't. And there's funny crap going on.
It's going on. Hey, tune in tomorrow. And especially if your name is HB, Halle Berry, we'll do this all over again. Have a great day. We'll see you tomorrow. And
that's all the news you could care less about for today.
Subscribe to the Who Cares News and never miss an episode. We're on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, iHeartRadio, or anywhere fine podcasts are heard. And check us out on Facebook, too. You can listen to our live broadcast every weekday at 8:45 a.m. Pacific on BossBossRadio.com.
That's a mouthful.